Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Today, I don't know about you.
And the eagle flies.
I need that little bucket fill from Aaron Tippin. Welcome, folks, to What's on Your Mind. The Commander-in-Chief, the 46th President of the United States, Joe Biden, last night, gave what I thought was a bizarre State of the Union speech. It's almost like an alternative universe that he's living in. And I get how politics works, right? When things are bad, you got to say, you know, here's what's good. But you would think there would be some recognition of what is bad and why it's bad. And I don't know. It was just very, very, very bizarre last night. And did you hear the part about how Vladimir Putin may surround Kyiv, but he will never win the hearts of the Iranian people? I didn't actually recognize. This was new to me, Kevin, that Vladimir Putin was actually trying to win the hearts of the Iranian people. Did you know that? I didn't.
Yeah, well, you know, and what really was great is he got it right like three times, and then he bumbled it up here.
And the world is clearly choosing the side of peace and security.
Yeah.
This is the real test. It's going to take time. So let us continue to draw inspiration from the iron will of the Ukrainian people.
Got it right.
To our fellow Ukrainian Americans.
Got it right.
Who forged the deep bond that connects our two nations. We stand with you. We stand with you. Putin may circle Kyiv with tanks, but he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people. He'll never extinguish their love of freedom.
Whoops.
Yeah, and every time he did one of those bungles, it seemed like I don't know, you know, there's always that person in the crowd that is so hopeful. That somebody up there is doing well, that they just clap like a hyena or something, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, it's very bizarre. And Nancy Pelosi was doing a lot of that last night. And right on cue, when he'd make one of those little flubs, which, let's be honest, folks, these aren't flubs anymore. This is a person ill-equipped to be president of the United States. Does anybody anywhere deny that now?
No.
I mean, how many more examples do we need?
This is sad.
This is sad. This is like elder abuse. And, you know, no matter how much they prop him up and try to, you know, put a little bit of lipstick on that, you know.
I'll say it.
Swine. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just trying to find a better word than pig.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's, you know, metaphorically, that's exactly what we're trying to do here. I don't know.
And don't believe your own eyes. Don't believe your own ears. Don't believe any of that. It's all good. Did you hear about the sophisticated scanners we have at the border now, though?
At our border, we've installed new technology like cutting-edge scanners.
Cutting-edge scanners, Scotty. We have
scanners. Scanners are new, aren't they? I think they just know. Yeah, what do these cutting-edge scanners do besides allow the peaceful flow of illegal immigrants to come into the country? What exactly are they doing?
That's the perfect example, though, isn't it, of a lot of saying and saying nothing. A lot of words and says nothing. Cutting-edge scanners.
I also want to apologize for naively thinking yesterday that Joe Biden would have to do something significant related to energy and this flat-out crisis that is a problem he's making. Because we know
that the policy of the Biden administration is to reverse the Trump administration policy of American energy dominance. Okay, that is very obvious from things like canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, taking federal lands off of production. And by the way, very little media coverage of this, folks. You're not going to turn on the evening news and find a connection between the price of gas that is soaring and the actions of the Biden administration. But they are very simple. They have pivoted from cheerleading American energy dominance, as Donald Trump did, to begging foreign sources of oil to produce more. Just wrap your mind around that, okay? At the same time they've done that, they've canceled projects that would allow for North American energy dominance with the Keystone XL pipeline. I'm not this ginormous fan of the Keystone XL pipeline for this reason. You know, we have ways to get our oil to market in North Dakota and in other oil-producing states. We have this, okay? What the Keystone XL pipeline does is give us one more avenue to put our oil online, but the majority of it is bringing Canadian tar sands oil and getting that to market. But I'd rather we get oil into the market, it is a world market, from Canada than from, you know, OPEC nations, from Russia, right? So that's part one. Part two, which is much bigger of an impact on North Dakota, is when he said moratorium on federal lands being leased, for oil and gas production. Because it not only affects federal lands, and by the way, tribal nations, some of which now have been exempt, but that doesn't bring capital in. You ask Mark Fox, Mandan, Hidatsu Arikara Nation, what that impact has been from the Biden administration. Because not only is oil not allowed to be produced on federal lands, it also is not able to be produced around federal lands. So it is a ripple effect of significant magnitude. But let me boil it down to something really simple. You don't have to know the oil and gas industry to know it is stupid. Let me repeat, stupid. All capital letters, when you have this crisis and this inflation, to say we want to have less American energy. Okay? We want to have less of it. And Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, who, by the way, with that new haircut, looks to be like about 14 years old. I don't know. Did you see him last night? I can't tell if he looks 14 or 16. But this is the Secretary of the Department of Transportation, someone completely, totally not serious. Not in any way serious about any of the important things we need to wrap our mind around right now. He is a former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and a presidential candidate, and his accomplishments end there.
That's it.
Okay? He is not serious, not helpful on supply chains, on energy, anything. But this pipsqueak yesterday, in his cheerleading for Biden, said, look, we just got to transition away from our oil. We got to transition away from it. They're doing this on purpose. The pain you're feeling at the pump is what they want you to feel, because they think you'll then go buy an electric vehicle. And these morons, these morons don't realize. Even if you said, okay, I'm going to buy, and by the way, isn't it interesting? Something else Pete Buttigieg said. We're going to make electric vehicles more affordable. Oh, wait a minute. So it costs more money to produce electric vehicle, right? Like Chevrolet, they build this this awesome new electric truck, right? It's more expensive than a combustion engine, okay? And now the solution is for Joe Biden to say, we'll give you money to be able to lower the price of that vehicle. And these idiots think you are so stupid, you aren't going to realize, wait a minute, it's coal that is powering that electric vehicle. They're that out of touch. And everything I've just described is happening right before your eyes. So my question to you, this audience, is what do you plan to do about it? Because, you know, you can scream and holler at your neighbors. You can go to the coffee club and, you know, talk about how dumb things were last night and how it made no sense, and all of which is true. But all of which does nothing to fix the problem. Nothing. It's time to engage on this issue. It's time to get mad about it. It's time to do something about it.
If you're looking for a good used Tesla, Scotty, you can pick up a 2017 Model S for about $50,000, and that's a 5-6-year-old car, right?
So it's an expensive vehicle. Expensive vehicle. And by the way, I happen to think it's a well-designed car. I have a friend who has one. I've driven it. There's a lot of cool bells and whistles in it.
I think they're cool.
They are cool, but they cost you a lot of money. And guess what? They're pretty much worthless in a North Dakota winter. They're pretty much worthless.
Unless you're driving from your house to the store and back. That's
right.
That's about all you're going to get.
Right. And it's a thing now. The anxiety that comes from owning these cars and wondering if you're going to have enough distance.
Yeah.
That's actually a thing. It's like electric vehicle anxiety that comes because where's the next charging station? And wait a minute, it's not powering. Look, I'm all for options. I'm all for innovation to win out and the American people to have choice. I've always said that about ethanol. I like ethanol. I like unleaded 88. I put it in my vehicle for the following reason. I can feel like I'm doing something for the American farmer. And, there's not much I can do other than, eat beef from North Dakota and put corn in my vehicle along with that great oil. Let's talk about it when we come back.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media, and 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even download the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I can see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge, folks. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcido, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith, Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, and great weekend shows with Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You'll never go back. Newsmax. Real news for real people.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today by our friends at PetroServe USA. There's not one, but two PetroServes USA here in Castleton, North Dakota, where we are broadcasting live today. And, of course, many of the PetroServe USA locations all across from the west, Mandan, Bismarck, all the way through, of course, as I mentioned, Castleton, Valley City, West Fargo. There is PetroServe USA's in Fargo, in Moorhead, in Dilworth, in Glendon, in Ulin. There's also PetroServe USA's in Bemidji and down in Wahpeton. There's Valley Dairy Stores that are part of the PetroServe USA family. All of those locations, 4 for $4 special, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 homemade cookies. Are they any good or what? And a fountain drink, all that for $4 all day, every day. And also all month long, different specials you can enjoy. Like today's Wednesday, you buy 2 fresh baked cookies, you get 1 free. It's a good example. All their fountain drinks are coffee, cappuccino, any size, 49 cents. You see what I'm talking about. And if you're in Harwood today, some taco bake, home cook and grab and go convenience, really good. PetroServe USA, lowest price fuel, home cook and grab and go convenience. What's not to love? Why are you in Castleton today, Scott? Well, let me just tell you quickly. And then I want to open up the phones. I want to talk about Ukraine a moment. And also a little bit, I want to finish on the State of the Union, although I'm not going to spend much time on it because it's so obviously stupid. I just don't know, how it is worth talking about. But I do want to know how we channel this frustration, how you're channeling the frustration, what you're doing about it. And it could be as simple as engaging in the political process. You know, I'm gonna do more locally. I'm going to find out who my county commissioners are and what the budget is. Who's on my township board? How much do we spend? How much money have we gotten from the federal government, from the state government? What are we doing with it? What are my schools teaching? What's actually in the classrooms? Let me pick a subject, American history. What do kids in Castleton get taught about American history? And has equality and equity and some of the buzzwords of the critical race theory movement, have they infiltrated through the textbooks, through the standards, even when people say it's not taught here? What are our teachers learning? What do we teach teachers within service? Who are the speakers that come in and teach them? What do they have on their social media? Why does the Bismarck schools have furries? Kids identifying as animals walking around on all fours. Why are they hosting parties for girls that are lesbian in the middle school? And having going away parties do their parents know about this? Take your pick. Get engaged. Channel the frustration into something useful. And if it's Joe Biden you're worried about, get serious about talking to people about Joe Biden. Change hearts and minds. Pick an issue. It's a pro-life issue. How in the world can anybody think it's okay to end the life of an innocent baby in today's 21st century world? Follow the science. Take a look at an ultrasound. You know, get to North Dakota's one and only abortion clinic. It's not a clinic. It's a death chamber is what it is. You know, change your language. Don't succumb to the woke. Price of gas. Prime example. Why is the price of gas where it is?
This project by Summit Carbon Solutions.
Senator John Holman. I take it he's going to be addressing the group from Washington, D.C. today. They're getting ready for this. Anyway, those are all things that I think can channel some of the frustration, and I want to know what you are doing about it. What you're choosing to do with it. Elections matter. Conversations matter. Change hearts and minds. Do what you can do. Do your part. Take ownership. It's just my quick take there, okay? What is on your mind today? 701-367-2054. You can text me there. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. A couple text lines, but honestly, we love talking to you. Great, wise audience of the What's On Your Mind radio family from the legendary voice of the Northern Plains on 550 K-Fire, KTGO 1090 up in Tioga. By the way, Saturday evening, 6 until 8, Tioga Community Center. Yours truly will be there. Looking forward to being there for a wonderful benefit that the community is putting on for Jim Prather. Jim Prather, a native of Tioga, who's come back and been our general manager there at KTGO Radio, hosting Talk of the Town. A great, great man. Loves Tioga through and through and does a great job up there. He is now battling heart failure, which he has for some time, and recently learned that he also has pancreatic cancer. So he is in a battle of battle, and times like that, you just as a family of neighbors and friends and co-workers, you wrap your arm around the family and say, how can we help? That's what we're going to do with that spaghetti dinner, eat all you can eat, Saturday night, Tioga Community Center, 6 to 8 p.m. I will be there. My business partner will be there, president of our Flag Family Media, in Tioga on Saturday night, and really, really, really looking forward to meeting folks from the community and doing our part to help a family in need. Those are things you can do and pour yourself into as well. Okay, two other quick things, and then I want to get to your points. Why I'm in Castleton today? I'm in Castleton because a partnership is emerging between Tharaldson Ethanol, Continental Resources, and Summit Carbon Solutions. We're going to hear about that today, an announcement here that is part oil and ethanol recognizing we need each other. That is moving mountains, ladies and gentlemen. I've been on the radio in this particular part of the world since 1984. Most of my time on the radio has been learning about and understanding the energy industry and what that means for North Dakota, okay? And talking about it here on the radio, and through that, I've seen times when, you know, coal is mad at wind, and oil is mad at ethanol, and, you know, this energy source doesn't like that energy source, or a soybean farmer doesn't want to compete with a corn farmer. It happens. It's life, and you know what? It's also America. That's great. But rarely have I seen a time when oil, the oil industry, the oil and gas industry, and the ethanol industry, two competing fuels, essentially, right? If there's 10% ethanol in a gallon of gas, that is 10% less oil. Oil's for oil. Ethanol's for ethanol. The alliance, because of the woke world we live in and the rules of the road related to environmental social governance, ESG, and the fact that right now oil industry, you know, companies publicly traded are basically told, if you produce more, we will punish you. We will punish your stock. You will be worth less. So there is an effort to find solutions. Some of that lies in the carbon, in the greenhouse gases, in the bad stuff being peeled off and stored, which we have the blessing of having underneath North Dakota. So we're going to find out more about that on the 10 o'clock hour today. We're going to talk with Gary Tharaldson and Gary Tharaldson Jr. and Ryan Thorpe a little bit about what's coming together, previewing that announcement on the ethanol side, and then we'll talk a little bit on the oil side as well later on today. Last thing I want to say is we've got to do something about Ukraine. I really believe we've got to do something about Ukraine. What do I mean? Well, first of all, are we praying about it? I mean, that's what I've chosen to channel my frustration there. And by the way, so far, by some form of miracle, this is working. Look at the 40-mile convoy. 40-mile convoy headed from Russia into the heart of Ukraine, stopping because they ran out of fuel, stopping because they don't have food to feed the soldiers. You think that's not happening with some divine intervention as an answer to prayer? Of course it is. So let's do something on that front, too. All right? All right, to your calls when we come back, 2580550 and suppose from here.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With crime in America skyrocketing, President Biden broke from the Democrat stance of defunding the police to now wanting to fund the police in the State of the Union address Tuesday night. GOP Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa tells Americans the party in power is to blame for our current inflictions.
The president and Democrats in Congress have spent the last year either ignoring the issues facing Americans or making them worse. They were warned that spending trillions would lead to soaring inflation. They were told that their anti-energy policies would send gas prices to new heights. But they plowed ahead anyway.
In the 2022 Texas primary election, Governor Greg Abbott declared his victory in the primary.
I'm running for re-election to bolster a parental bill of rights that will restore parents as the primary decision maker for their child's education.
Yeah. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
What's on your mind? Back in Castleton today, we're at the Tharaldson Ethanol plant, literally on one of the shop floors here today. For a big announcement coming up at 10 o'clock, more on that in just a couple of minutes. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. My buddy Mike Lindell said, Scott, give all your listeners one of my books. Anything they order at MyPillow.com, I want them to have a copy of What Are the Odds? That's the title of the book. What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. He did it. He's been there. He's done that. All the proceeds from that book, by the way, go to the Lindell Recovery Network. Wrong billionaire. The Tharaldson Recovery, the Lindell Recovery Network. And, of course, he also has a foundation now set up to fight for election integrity, too. This is a warrior. We know that. And he happens to make the best pillow products, sleepwear, footwear. They've got it all. Go to the Radio Listener Square at MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code SCOTT or call them 800-506-9022. That's a special number for our listeners. When you call that, it says, hey, I support What's on Your Mind, and I support MyPillow. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Some special guests I'm going to introduce in a moment about the reason we're at Tharaldson Ethanol today. But Tim and Bismarck wanted to get a comment in here. Tim, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'd just like to remind the people about the Freedom Convoy leaving North Dakota tomorrow. They're going to be at the Bismarck truck stop there at noon. I'd like to see a lot of people out there supporting them. I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be donating some money for fuel so they can make the trip. And I'd like to give a shout-out to my buddy Brian. He's a trucker. He hauls commodities all over North Dakota back and forth. And he's been a prayer warrior for our family for years. And so I'd just like to say I love you, buddy, to Brian. And then I got a question for you. These conservatives that they have, like Juan Williams, liberals that they have on Fox News, like Juan Williams and Geraldo and others, some of the absolutely stupid stuff that they say, do they actually mean that, or are they put there to say that? Because yesterday Juan said we are in... we're independent on our oil, in our country. How can they say something so stupid with a straight face and sit there like that?
That's a good question. I think part of it is entertainment. That's what the news business has sadly become. And part of it is is, Juan Williams and those guys are true believers, so it is a little odd. Thank you for supporting the trucker convoy, though. Glad you're doing that. Shots, Crossroads in Minot, 10 a.m. tomorrow. Stamart Travel Center, Bismarck, 12 noon tomorrow. 5 p.m. Petrol Truck Stop on 45th in Fargo, and then 9 p.m. at night they'll be in Sauk Center, Minnesota. We have details on that on our Facebook page as well. I've been talking to those truckers. Glad you're doing it. Gary Tharaldson, Sr., Jr., and Ryan Thorpe are here from Tharaldson Ethanol today. It's a who's who of North Dakota that will be here, and in a bit we're going to chat also with Governor Doug Burgum and Harold Hamm today about this big day. Gary, I remember when the first shovel of dirt was tossed here on this plant. Ryan, how many years ago was that now?
That's 15 years ago.
15 years ago, and we were out here, and I got to interview you for the very first time, and a wonderful friendship started as a result of that. Talk a little bit about this journey and what leads us to today.
Well, you know, 15 years ago we started a plant. We had a 100 million gallon plant we decided to build, and today we're making a bunch of additions to the plant, and we right now we produce about 170 million gallons a year. So the things that we're adding to the plant now in addition is we're going to do the protein meal, take the distiller's grains and take the protein out of it so that you can sell it for feed cattle, birds, fish, and so forth. And then also we've found new methods of extracting more corn oil, and we found that the corn oil is good for the companies like Marathon and so forth to help clean their product. And so the market has expanded substantially there. And so we wanted to be able to take advantage of by putting an investment into that so that we could produce more.
I want to talk to Ryan and Gary Jr. a little bit about some of the innovation that is happening, but I first got to come back to sort of the big picture. I'm looking at a sign over there that says Continental Resources and one that says Tharaldson Ethanol partners with Summit Carbon Solutions. As somebody that's been talking about energy in the state for decades, those two partners don't normally go together, oil and ethanol. Talk about how you, as North Dakota's most successful entrepreneur. I know you don't measure your success in money, but you're North Dakota's lone billionaire. And Harold Hamm is America's energy baron, right? He has more personal oil wealth than anybody on the planet. How did the two of you work together in this?
Well, I think the thing is he has, in order to store the CO2, we need a place to store it. And Governor Burgum and Harold Hamm got together and created it a viable option for us. And the more we can do for North Dakota, the better. And as you know, Doug Burgum thinks that he wants to make the state carbon neutral by 2030. It's an amazing project that he's undertaking, and the support, and to have the support of Harold Hamm and Doug Burgum is in my mind, it's absolutely amazing. I'm totally enjoying the combination.
There's the big vision. Gary Jr., talk a little bit about the next generation and how you see this ultimately continuing to evolve over the next 15 years.
Well, I mean, ultimately, we're just kind of taking it day by day with what we're doing. But eventually, we want to get everything built out from the ethanol, or all of our debt paid off, from hotels to all of the additions right into the ethanol plant, and just continuing to go forward and figuring it out from there.
Ryan, what will happen here? Gary touched on some of the innovation, but this is the multifaceted, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're looking at all these projects because we really feel at Tharaldson Ethanol we can get to a carbon negative score. Think about how crazy that is. Electric cars are zero. With all of our additions that we're doing out here and the CO2 pipeline, we have a path forward where we can have a negative CI score. And again, now you're 15, 20 years down the road, and we are more than a viable option long term.
You famously told me one time, and I believe you wrote about it in your book, that you need to stick to your knitting. And everything started with that first hotel in Valley City. This teacher from Leonard that grew up in Daisy, North Dakota. And I don't see much in the way of hotel development here, but this was a one-off that worked out pretty well, right?
Yeah, ethanol has been up and down, but I think the future of ethanol in the products we can produce out here at the plant makes it all worthwhile. And this is, to me, it's been wonderful, the options that we've learned in the last 2 years, how to make our plant better so that if ethanol prices are low, we can still do well. And we want to be what we call a biochemical plant versus just a straight ethanol plant.
And it sounds like the younger generation is all about paying off debt and using this to do bigger and better things, right?
Absolutely.
You've taught them well. Gary, anything else you want to tell us, Junior?
No, just thanks for having me on.
Exciting day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. Ryan, you got to do all this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when does it start happening today?
Yeah, so the project that we're working on, we've already started. Some are quick, some are longer term. But yeah, we really think with the CO2 pipeline scheduled to be completed in 2024, that's our path forward. So it's not that far away. We're only talking 2 years.
Governor Doug Burgum joins us as well today. Exciting day for you, Governor.
Well, great to be here, Scott, and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford's here also. But to be on the same stage with Gary Thorolson and Harold Hamm, two people that have keep investing in North Dakota, keep innovating. I mean, our country's been built on risk takers and entrepreneurs like Gary and Harold, and you get these guys teamed up. It's great news for the country, and it's great news for North Dakota.
What do you see coming from this project? What will this synergy, this partnership do?
Well, I think you heard, you know, Gary and Ryan talking about it, but I mean, we have an opportunity here in North Dakota to decarbonize biofuels. We have a chance to have carbon negative fuels. I mean, that's great news for farmers in North Dakota. I mean, that means that this industry's got decades of prosperity in front of it. And you heard Gary talk about continuing to innovate. I mean, these guys aren't standing still. They keep working, taking their own private capital, taking risks, keep innovating, and that's what North Dakota's about, innovation, not regulation. And we're working to solve some of the nation's biggest challenges around the environment, around energy security. And what a contrast to last night. I mean, that I don't know, speech last night, I don't know what you call that thing, but
train wreck is what I've been referring to it as.
But the disconnect between economic reality in that speech versus the real reality on the ground of entrepreneurs, innovators, making investments, driving forward, solving real solutions. It's just the contrast couldn't be any greater. And you got to be, you know, proud to be a North Dakotan today. And these guys are working on solutions. You can't separate energy policy from U.S. national security. You just can't separate the two. Biden administration thinks they're two separate things. They're completely interlocked. You know, this thing last night calling for 30, you know, the big news, 30 million barrel release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. 30 million? That's 3 days of U.S. production.
Right. And
that's 1 month of North Dakota production. I heard the thing, and I said, prices are going to go up, not down. And before the speech was done, they were up $5 a barrel in Asia. And I wondered
too, if they forgot who filled the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, today we're buying over 500,000 barrels of oil a day from Russia. The U.S., a lot of that going into the Northeast, places like New York that are banning pipelines that won't let U.S. energy production go in. They're using it for, you know, fuel oil and heating oil. 500,000 barrels a day, that's exactly how much North Dakota is down. We could replace the Russian oil production with U.S. production. Biden is talking about energy policy last night, and then yesterday they went ahead and illegally canceled federal oil leases in North Dakota again. When they keep saying that we're not doing anything to stop U.S. production, and these canceling federal leases is that's bad for taxpayers, bad for the environment. You know, Scott, we produce energy cleaner in the United States than any place else in the world, including what's going on here today, where we're going to be decarbonizing these fuels. And so it's it's absolute, to me, insanity in terms of the policy versus the reality.
30 seconds for an answer on this, real quick, if you don't mind. But a lot of people say this is crazy, right? This is why are we playing this game? Why are we finding a solution when it's succumbing to the ESG woke world? Yet, Harold Hamm will tell you that the market right now is incentivized to lower production or to hold production tight. So what do you say to people who say, why are we playing this game?
Well, I think what we have to keep doing is driving towards solutions. And again, when we can decarbonize whether it's baseload electrical engine energy or whether it's transportation fuels, we can do that more efficiently and faster than you can all of these plans about how we're going to, you know, build 500,000 EV charging stations. 500,000 EV charging stations need to get power. You can't get a transmission line built in this nation.
Hold that thought. More coming up on What's on Your Mind live from Tharaldson Ethanol today. Governor Burgum and the Tharaldsons joining us. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Today from Castle. Castleton, brought to you by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables. Two, our friends at Hot Springs can help you really get through the winter of 2022, which has been a doozy, no doubt about it, but with wellness in mind. Hot tub, sauna, all of these things. By the way, start thinking about all the fun you can have at a splash pool come this spring. Start now. Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. A wellness factory. Yes, they sell saunas. Hot Springs, the best of the best. Best ownership experience there is. But they also sell wellness. Same with saunas. Finleo's, Minnesota made, I might add. Come on in and see them. Hot Springs Spas, Pool Table 2, Bismarck on the expressway in front of Walmart, West Fargo next to Spitfire, and also in Grand Forks at Grand Cities Mall. We are in Castleton today at Tharaldson Ethanol. You can hear the buzz. In a few minutes, there'll be some big announcements here we'll take live. Ryan, what's going to happen here today? Ryan Thorpe, who is the CEO of Tharaldson Ethanol. What can we expect today?
Yeah, we have a great crowd here today. Harold Hamm from Continental Resources is here. We're going to have a big announcement about the CO2 pipeline that's coming in to North Dakota.
And Gary, what when we look back at 15 years, what do you think will come from this day, and what ultimately will be born here?
Well, I think it's a new start to make our plant better, and I'm excited about what we can do with collecting carbon making our air more cleaner.
You are an entrepreneur at heart, so I'm sure there's a little bit of your heart that flutters every time a deal comes to life. But put this one in perspective with all your other entrepreneurial endeavors.
Well, I think it's right now really exciting with everything that we're doing out the plant, because I know what it's going to produce in the future, and so that excites me. And the nice thing is we're doing it for North Dakota. That's the great thing. I can do other things all over the country, but when you can do things for North Dakota, it just gives me that great feeling inside.
And it is good to be us right now, Governor. When you think about Governor Doug Burgum with us, Gary Tharaldson Sr. and Ryan Thorpe from Tharaldson Ethanol, just a few minutes ahead of this big event, and we're uniquely positioned in this space, correct?
No, absolutely. The geology of North Dakota is a gift for every citizen. I mean, in the sense that we've got the perfect layer cake to be able to not only produce the wealth that we produced in the Bakken in terms of oil and gas, which will be going for decades forward, but also the ability right now that we can store all the nation's CO2, if you could get it here, 252 billion tons. The Bakken is a 30-foot strip, 10,000 feet down. We have a 300-foot wide strip of sandstone that can store enormous amounts of CO2 safely. It's got capstone rock above it. We don't have earthquakes. It is literally the envy of anybody in the world that's looking for a place to store CO2, and people are going to pay us to take their CO2. The landowners on the surface own that pore space. They're going to get paid when we're sequestering that CO2. So it's a win-win for the landowners that are helping to store. It's a win for the environment, and it's a win for farmers that grow corn or soybeans, because when we can decarbonize soybean crush plants and ethanol plants, all of our biofuels plants, they're going to get a premium for those products. So we win all the way around. This is where ag and energy come together in North Dakota, and it creates a winning combination, that synergy, where every citizen can benefit.
I'm going to tap into the entrepreneurial resumes of both of you and ask you to critique last night's State of the Union speech by Joe Biden, when he said the following in a wagging finger-like fashion to American business: lower your costs, not your wages. What does that mean, Governor?
Well, I was dumbfounded, actually, at that moment. I mean, if you're going to pick one spot in the whole speech where my mouth dropped, was I just felt like the complete disconnect from the Biden administration and D.C. Democrats with the economic reality of actually running a business of any size. You know, wages are part of your cost. Wages are going up. Inflation is crushing hardworking Americans. And he acts like it's a choice. I mean, it's like, well, I'm sure business people say, why didn't I think of that? I guess I'll just lower my costs. When everything is going up, supply chain is disrupted. And part of what costs are going up is the energy policy of this administration is driving up the cost of energy, whether it's gas at the pump for a family that has to commute, or whether it's a business, you know, that's driving it. So there's just no connection with economic reality, and that's terrifying to me.
What do you think of that? As somebody that, you know, this is a commander in chief, the president of the United States, with that level of understanding, I guess, of the economic world in which we live. Can you lower your costs, not your wages? Can you do that?
Unbelievable. No, we have to raise wages as we've had in the past, just to keep good employees, right? And that's going to increase the cost. There's no way to decrease the cost anymore. I mean, we'd buy at the best possible thing we can buy at, and so we have no alternative to lower costs.
Are you thriving despite this administration? Are you surviving? How would you characterize American business today in this environment?
Well, for the ethanol business, you know, it helped us. Yeah, I have a saying, Biden helps the rich and hurts the poor. And so the rich always going to make it, but Biden really cripples the poor by having to pay more for groceries, gas. Any increase in their subsidies is not going to cover the cost that he's going to increase on the people.
Yeah, it's a very interesting times in which we live. Gentlemen, thank you. Exciting day. Governor, thanks.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for being here.
You bet, Gary. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Gary Jr., Ryan Thorpe, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep.
We're at Tharaldson Ethanol today on location, and the big announcement, including Harold Hamm, who we're going to chat with later today, coming up in just a few minutes, live from the Tharaldson Ethanol plant in Castleton, North Dakota today on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned for our live broadcast as we continue.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Think about it. State spending is at an all-time high. The rainy day fund is full. And our income tax rates are the sixth highest in the country. Hey, Governor Walz, it's our surplus. Give it back. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.